Hey, it's Canzano. I appreciate you making this podcast part of your day. Make sure you subscribe if you want more and leave us some feedback. Away we go.
Initialize sequence.
Welcome to The Baldcast, a production of John Canzano's Bald-Faced Truth.
Well, you heard Mario Cristobal say at the end of the year, where was the trophy at? That's how he's addressing questions about whether Oregon deserved to win last season's conference championship. I had a chance to sit down first time face to face with Jimmy Lake, University of Washington coach. Extremely personable, good handshake. I'll tell you that. It was a pleasure to sit down with him, but I asked him too about not getting the opportunity to play against Oregon. I also asked him who's playing him in the movie, since we're in Hollywood. I am broadcasting today from Pac-12 Media Day. I'm in Hollywood, right in the heart of Hollywood. They're making movies here, so why not? Here's my conversation with University of Washington coach Jimmy Lake. Coach, well, all right, it's Media Day. You're in Hollywood. I want to know who's playing you in the movie. Like, let's start there. Let's say everything goes right. Washington wins a national championship.
Oh my gosh.
Who's playing Jimmy Lake?
That is funny. I'll just say this. We had a bunch of recruits in town in June, just like everybody did across the country. And we had a couple of families go, you know what? You really look like Will Smith.
There you go.
So let's go Will Smith,
Will
man.
Smith.
Action figure, can do it all. You
I like
know?
It.
Yeah, so let's go Will Smith.
So what did you learn year one? Because people ask me, they say, what's Jimmy Lake going to be? What's this program going to be about? And it's hard for me. I look at it's the limited sample size. It was a weird year. What did you learn as a head coach in year one?
Well, boy, I'll tell you this. The last 20 years of my coaching really prepared all of us for what just happened this last year. You know, I've been through a lot of ups and downs in my career. I've been a part of staffs that have fired, been part of staffs that have won championships. And I'll just tell you what, it all prepared us for this extraordinary year that nobody was ready for. It goes back to the thing that I'm always passionate about is being prepared. And it was hard to be prepared during a pandemic.
Yeah.
But just from scheduling standpoint, being able to roll the punches and still feeling prepared as we entered every single game, it made me feel good. I know it made our program feel good.
Yeah, I think, you know, it was a weird year, but we're all looking for normal. Does it feel normal to you now? Like, are you back in rhythm?
Yeah, you know, especially up in Seattle, a bunch of people have been vaccinated across.
Right.
The numbers are huge just in the general population, and especially in our building. You know, our team is, I mean, we're well over 95% vaccinated. Our staff is 100% vaccinated. And so it feels very normal in our building. And then coming down here, seeing you in your face, your face,
oh,
you don't have a
gosh.
Mask on. I don't have a
yeah.
mask on. I see all the coaches and the other representative players from the other teams. This does feel normal.
Yeah, I'm excited to see fans back in the stadium. I want to see you guys play. You got a chance to visit with Commissioner Kliavkov. How was that? Is he a normal guy? I'm looking for a normal guy. Like,
yeah.
Somebody I can have a beer with and talk.
He definitely feels like a normal guy to me. We had, really good interaction with all the head coaches yesterday. It was great getting to know him. His history, where he's been and what's made him who he is today. I know he's passionate about sports. He's passionate about football. He's passionate about the Pac-12. And I think he knows the troubles the conference has had in the past, and he wants to address those things head on. And I'm excited to be under his leadership.
We're in Hollywood talking to Jimmy Lake, Washington football coach. How hands-on do you want to be defensively? You're a football coach still, but as a head coach, maybe a little more of a CEO. How hands-on do you want to be as a head coach?
So I'm always going to be hands-on. And, I've seen other coaches maybe make this mistake throughout my career of, you know, they get to that position, and whether with an offensive guy, defensive guy, or special teams guy, and then all of a sudden they're hands-off. Well,
yeah.
What made them great, what made them get that job was, their prowess on one of those three phases. And so I'm going to be right there. I'm not going to say hands-on where I'm taking over the whole thing,
right.
But I definitely know what is going on. And I'm never going to let that slide at all. And I've seen other coaches in the past make that mistake. And so I'll definitely have my hand in there. But we have great coaches on that side of the ball. Our defensive coordinator, Bob Gregory, who's been a coordinator for years, and we've been together for, shoot, going on 9 years now. And he's been an integral part of our number one defenses over the years. And with co-defensive coordinator Kaika Malloy and Will Harris and Terrence Brown, Rip Rowan, we have a really good defensive staff that I trust.
It's interesting to watch how, you know, you see trends with offenses and defenses. Where do you think this is headed? What's the next phase for the with the Pac-12 and with the style of play?
Yeah, interesting. I don't know how much I want to divulge here, but it's definitely changing and shifting for sure. You know, I think if you look at it's so funny. It just goes in cycles. You know, back when Chip Kelly was at Oregon and everything was going fast and everything was spread out in the NFL, when he went to the NFL, and then the NFL started implementing all that stuff a little bit. But then they kind of figured it out a little bit, and then it dialed back, and there's a little bit more pro style in the NFL mixed in with a little bit of the up-pace spread. And now the cycle a little bit in the Pac-12 is shifting back to a little bit more pro style, two tight ends, you know, a little more running game, not as much fast pace, but everyone has it mixed in there. And so you really got to be on your toes from week to week, what you're going to see and what you got to defend. And our guys will be ready from week to week.
We're going
to see.
How deep in the season do you get scouting right now? Like, are you focused on the opener, but are you looking? Have you done a scout on the whole schedule? Like, how does that work in your program?
Yeah, so we it all depends who we're seeing and if they have the same coordinators from the year before. But I will say we've already game planned our first two. Things will always change as we get closer to that game. But we've already game planned Montana. We've already game planned Michigan. Arkansas State has a new staff, and so we're going to wait to see those, a couple of games there. So every year it's different depending on, you know, what is a new head coach, a new coordinator, new scheme, whatever it may be. But then we'll always do special reports on certain teams, especially in the North, that we know that we're going to have to play year in and year out.
Yeah. Oh, you didn't get to play Oregon, and it was disappointing. I think everybody wanted to see that game. That was the game. That's the game I wished. Like, if we could get one game back on the schedule, that's the game. How much did that pain you as a competitor to not – to not have a shot, like, you know, just it was the, I'm not blaming anybody, it was just the circumstances.
Yeah, it's something that we've never experienced in our life, right? Usually when the schedule's laid out, they all get played. I don't even remember a game getting canceled in my whole career. And so then a game of that magnitude, like you mentioned, you know, obviously two Titans going at each other, everybody wanted to see it, including us, and I know they wanted to see it as well. The good thing is everything feels like it's getting back to normal, and that game is going to happen in 2021.
Bank it. All right, Jimmy Lake, Washington football coach, I appreciate you stopping by. Thank you for your time.
Thanks, John. Go Dogs.
There it is. Good conversation with Jimmy Lake, the Washington football coach. Look, he's right about the schedule. Normally when you see the schedule, it's not arbitrary. It's not a question. Last season, we were all trained differently. I'm really hopeful. You know, at Media Day here, there are a few things going on that aren't normal still. Like, you know, you do have a mask mandate in L.A. County that has been brought back. So as a result, they have asked media members and coaches and staff to wear masks here as part of Media Day. But I got to tell you, I got into the hotel last night, and I checked in at the front desk, and I went to the elevator, and I got on the elevator. And I got to tell you, Judah Newby, the three people that were in the elevator with me were Herm Edwards, the Arizona State football coach, who's going to be on the show later, you know, in the next, I think we're going to have him tomorrow. But Ray Anderson is athletic director, and Martin Jarman, the UCLA coach. Two of the three did not have masks on. And I'm wearing a mask, and I'm going, okay, wait a minute, do the coaches not know? And then this morning I got on the elevator, and Mario Cristobal got on. He didn't have a mask on. Like, you can tell that there's just, you know, still a little bit of confusion, still a little bit of, hey, I'm vaccinated, do I need to wear a mask kind of mentality that's going on. But I think everybody's hopeful that we're going to get a normal football season.
You know, I hear it in the voices so far, JC, but how's everybody's energy level? Like, seeing everybody, too, you know, with masks or no masks, does everybody got a smile on their face?
Yes, and the energy's there. Everybody's excited about talking about football and being back together. It's really interesting because last week we had Camp Exceptional, the summer camp that the BFT Foundation puts on, and I noted at the camp that the kids just had a little more energy. There was just a little something, especially on that first and second day, because they were back together again, and they knew how to play. Like, kids did not forget how to play just because they were out of school and, you know, in some cases not able to hang out with people. But the football coaches have the same feel to it. Like, everybody remembers what this is about. Everybody knows that there's some excitement and anticipation. And, you know, it's not like anybody's forgotten what a media day is like, but there's a little extra energy. And then I got to say, like, I don't want to bang on Larry Scott too much. Like, he's gone. But George Kliavkov, the new commissioner, was in the lobby this morning, and he was standing in the middle of the lobby talking to people like a normal human being. Larry Scott never did that. He never connected with people. And I've heard coaches say it. The ADs were all invited here by the new commissioner. So not only do you have all the coaches, you got the ADs here. I talked to Rob Mullins and Scott Barnes, the Oregon and Oregon State ADs, and Pat Chun, the Washington State AD, before the show. And everybody's kind of, you know, just like a breath of fresh air. Forget the Texas and Oklahoma thing for a minute.
We interrupt this broadcast with a special announcement from the Bald Face.
Hey, sorry to interrupt the podcast, but if you want to listen to more of the Bald Face Truth Radio Show, including more of this segment that you're listening to, make sure you subscribe on SoundCloud and iTunes to the Bald Face Truth Radio Show. Thanks for listening.